Our devotion this morning is based on three verses from Matthew chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 8. The time came when John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness of Judea and preached, "Repent, the kingdom of heaven is near." And verse 8, "Do the works that show you have repented." Preparation, preparation, preparation. Anyone who has ever sung in a choir, taken a trip, gone away to school, participated in any kind of athletics, written a test, or been in a theatrical production knows the importance of preparation. When you return to school after this break, we will be in the Advent season, the season of preparation for the celebration of coming of Christ into the world. One of my favorite stories to help me in this preparation period is the story of John the Baptist. John the Baptist, what a guy. Camel hair clothes, leather belt, appetite for locusts and wild honey. It's possible that he might have even looked strange in today's world. But Jesus said about him that there was none greater born of woman. Now this says a lot, considering that Moses, Abraham, Noah, Isaac, David, and Solomon were all born of woman. Now John didn't dress in fine clothes, didn't live in a palace, he had nothing. He ate grasshoppers, didn't feed the poor. As far as we know, he didn't make large charity donations. He didn't faith heal, possibly didn't speak in tongues or do miracles or drive out demons. It didn't seem that he ever built a cathedral. So what makes him so great? John dedicated his life to the Lord. He didn't try to get Jesus into his life. Jesus was his life. John's greatness was in his message, "Prepare the way for the coming Messiah." And again, this Advent season, we prepare to receive the Lord and Savior. But how best to prepare? How can I prepare my heart for such a great guest to come in and make it his home? It is not an external happening. It has very little to do with tinsel, light, or trees. The answer lies in the life and work of John. John's work, our text tells us, was preaching repentance. John, his looks, his message, his life, in a way symbolizes one of the great teachings of the Bible, the law. John blared and condemned. Then Jesus followed with the sweet, gentle message of the other great teaching of the Bible, the gospel. To get our preparation straightened out for Christ to come, we need to follow the advice of someone God sent before Jesus to prepare the world for his coming. What better recipe could there be? John preached the law in all its severity and cried out for all to repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Then comes Jesus. What a beautiful thing to receive the message of the gospel after being so chastised by the law. Just as the thirstier you are, the more you enjoy a refreshing drink. So the message of forgiveness is more joyful when we really feel we have no hope. At the risk of repetition, a word about repentance, true sorrow over actions contrary to God's word. True sorrow with repentance always means a change in spirit, in conduct, with resolve. How about us? Have we repented of our laziness and changed that conduct? Have we repented of our cheating in whatever way and changed that conduct? Have we repented of sins of the tongue and changed that conduct? Have we repented of causing others to sin by our actions and changed that conduct? Have we repented of breaking God's laws and man's rules and resolved to change that conduct? And obviously the list could go on. True repentance, it turns out, is a tough row to hoe, isn't it? We sin daily in our weakness. We struggle against repeating those same sins over and over, and we fail in the effort. As a matter of fact, we are in such a sad mess that we can't even repent properly because of our weakness. But we have a mediator, our Savior, who was born to die as redemption for us weak sinners. He did die and make payment for all our sins. And yet we have the terrible power to reject what Jesus has done for us. The perfection of Jesus is ours only through faith. Let it be a lively faith, and with the Holy Spirit's help, full of resolve. We need, as Matthew says in verse 8, to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. This shouldn't frighten us, for we spend our whole life trying to conform to God's will, and we have the Holy Spirit on our side. The struggle is simply a part of true preparation for this coming and for any Advent season. So what is true preparation for the heart? It is true repentance, so that we may receive the message of Christmas more joyfully. May God grant to each of us grace, not only to confess our sins, but also to continue the struggle to abandon those sins by clinging to His Word. And may we always ask our Lord to take away from us the love of sinning and lead us to true repentance. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we come to you this day to ask your blessings on the various Thanksgiving celebrations of our Emmanuel family. Grant safe travel to all who are traveling to and from their homes or to see relatives or friends. Bless the time we all have with our families and friends, that it may be full of love for each other and for Jesus, our Savior. And today we also ask, dear Lord, to hasten the healing and relieve the pain of your servant, Prof. Ryan, who has had to have surgery. Make his healing be swift and his pain during recovery be little. Be with his family during this time and give them the extra strength needed during this healing time for Prof. Ryan. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, our Savior, and as always, as He wills. Amen.